USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where the chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the government has formally withdrawn a very controversial extradition bill that had sparked months of violent protests in that city.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns. The Secretary for Security will move a motion according to the rules of procedure when the Legislative Council resumes.
It's a major victory for pro-democracy protesters there. Red Cross and UN relief officials rushing to the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian demolished its northern islands. The Prime Minister says the death toll of seven is expected to rise. Dorian's now a Category 2 storm, impacting the east coast of Florida. It's expected to move up to Georgia and the Carolinas over the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Miners who used to work for Black Jewel Coal say they have no plans to leave the train tracks in Cumberland, Kentucky until they get paid. They're entering their sixth week of protests. Black Jewel filed for bankruptcy in July without paying its former employees back wages. Vice President Mike Pence defending his stay at a Trump-owned hotel during his trip to Ireland this week, despite the resort's inconvenient location. As he's meeting in Dublin, he'll have to take flights back to the accommodations that are nearly 180 miles away from that city in Dunburg. Pence defending the itinerary, though, to reporters last night.
If you have a chance to get to Dunburg, you'll find it's a fairly small place, and the opportunity to stay at Trump National in Dunburg to accommodate the unique footprint that comes with our security detail and other personnel made it logical.
Pence also says his grandmother grew up in the town of Dunburg, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After recently undergoing cancer treatment again, this time for a fourth bout with that disease, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues on the talk circuit. She had a speaking engagement in Little Rock, Arkansas last night, where she says her work has often gotten her through her most challenging times.
I think my work is what saved me, because instead of dwelling on my physical discomforts, if I have an opinion to write or I have a brief to read, I know I've just got to get it done, and so I have to get over it.
Pope Francis beginning his tour of Africa today. First stop on that seven-day visit, Mozambique, where the Pope's agenda will include focusing on poverty, corruption, climate change, and foreign exploitation of resources. Francis will spend most of his trip in Mozambique and Madagascar, which have both been hit hard by poverty and deforestation. And Serena Williams is in the semifinals at the U.S. Open with a victory yesterday, but five-time men's champ Roger Federer is out of the tournament. He fell to Grigor Dimitrov in five sets yesterday. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.